I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Take a trip out to the Housatonic River Valley over the next few days, and if you're lucky, you might spot a peculiar-looking fungus that's a tasty trophy for mushroom hunters. I recently met up with those who forage for fungi, marching into the woods on a quest to find the morel mushroom. Our hunt for morels, pitted fungi that look a bit like brains perched on a stalk, begins by looking up at trees.
So look, ash, ash, these are all potential morel sites.
I'm with Bill Yule from the Connecticut Valley Mycological Society. We're in a forest up near Kent Falls, and as we break trail and emerge into a lush grotto, Yule picks out the telltale crosshatch pattern on the bark of a distant ash tree.
There's a much better possibility we'll find the morel right here, around the perimeter of sort of like the base of the ash tree, than if we just walk randomly.
Trees are the pointers for finding morels. Yule says the mushrooms have a relationship with them underground, and it's not just ash. Tulip poplars, apple trees, and dying elms can all be potential morel spots. At this location, we don't have any luck finding morels, but Yule is prepared if we do. He's holding a flat basket, and inside is an egg carton to keep his mushroom samples separated.
I bring a small saw in case I want to cut a piece of wood off and harvest that wood. I bring an old, cheap knife for digging underneath the mushroom.
People come to mushroom hunting for lots of different reasons. For Yule, it was a love of nature. He says others are passionate about identifying and distinguishing mushrooms. Yinli Zheng is hiking with us. She's a mushroom hunter from China who lives today in Avon, and says her entry into the world of mushrooms began with an interest in cooking.
In China, the ingredient variety is very broad compared to what I can find here from a couple of Asian grocery stores in the town.
Morels are prized among cooks. Add some butter, a little salt, pop them in a frying pan, and their meaty flavors become delicious. As we hike, part of the reason Yule and I aren't up to our necks in old deadwood is thanks to fungi that decompose wood, like this shelf mushroom.
Latin name, Ichnoderma resinosum.
We joke that it sounds like a spell from Harry Potter, but the names are fun.
This is called turkey tail mushroom.
It looks like a fan turkey tail. There are dirty tricks, fairy pins, and a whole host of names for morels, too. Sponges, yellows, grays, and browns. There are also names that are both descriptive and practical, like destroying angel, a group of white mushrooms that look placid but can kill you if eaten.
And the most deadly mushroom that we know of anywhere is called the death cap mushroom, and that's another Amanita. And then there's a little brown mushroom that's deadly. We call it the deadly Gallerina.
Yule says all three are in Connecticut, which is why it's important mushroom hunters follow some basic rules.
When in doubt, throw it out. Don't feed them to old people. Don't eat anything you haven't positively identified with someone who's experienced.
We cast about for a bit longer, bouncing from tree to tree, scanning the ground for morels, but no luck. So we do what Yule says his group does at the end of most forays. We head out of the forest to a nearby makeshift camp where mushroom hunters have set up a table and dumped out mushrooms that they've found. They're sorting through the finds, identifying what they've picked up. After a few minutes of sorting, Andrew Karwowski rolls up. The crowd starts talking. He's found morels and triumphantly dumps a few onto the table. He says they're from Mohawk Mountain, but good luck getting any more details. Mushroom hunters can be secretive about their morel spots.
I can't tell you where because I have to kill you.
But that makes the hunt all the more fun. Morels are some of the first mushrooms to pop up every spring, and for nature lovers, they offer a great reason to get outside, take in nature, and shake off winter cabin fever. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.